Okay, find yourself a nice space, either standing, sitting, or lying. And if you're standing, make sure you're standing upright and balanced. If you're sitting, make sure that you're sitting symmetrically with your feet on the floor, your bum at the back of the chair, and that you're nice and relaxed. And if you're laying down, again, make sure that your body is symmetrical. So start by bringing your awareness, your mindfulness, to the very top of your head. And we're going to start by relaxing physically. Entering a Qigong state of mind, we relax physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So bring your awareness, your mind, to the top of your head, and we're going to go down the side of the body. So gently let your awareness move slowly down through the side of your head, soothing, calming, relaxing all of the muscles, fibers, and cells. As your awareness travels down through the sides of the neck, spreads effortlessly out to each shoulder, and then just pours gently down through the large muscles in the front and the backs of the arms, soothing, calming, relaxing, down through the elbows, down through the muscles in the forearms, right down through the wrists, and continue flowing down to the very tips of your fingers. Now just stretch the hands open wide and then let them relax back to their natural position. Now gently bring your mindfulness back to the top of your head, and this time we'll travel down the front of the body. So as your awareness moves down through the scalp, let the little muscles in the corners of your eyes relax. And as you continue down through the face, you'll find that the muscles in your jaw relax naturally. And your jaw just drops open slightly. And this allows you to breathe in gently through the nose and gently out through the mouth. Continue to let the feeling of relaxation travel down through into the large muscles at the front of the chest. Soothing, calming, relaxing every muscle, fiber and cell as you continue the journey down through the front of the body, down into the stomach area. And culturally, we tend to store a lot of unnecessary stress and tension in the abdominal stomach area. So make sure you pay particular attention to relaxing the abdomen and continue to let your mindfulness travel down through the front of the body, down through the large muscles in the front of the legs, soothing and calming down through the knees and all the way down through the shins, pouring down to the very tips of your toes. Now gently bring your mindfulness, bring your awareness gently back to the top of your head. And this time we're going to relax the back of the body. So allow the feeling of warmth, of relaxation, to flow effortlessly down through the back of your head, down through the muscles in the neck, and down to the large muscles at the top of your back, flowing down, relaxing all of the spinal column parts and down into the lower back, relaxing and letting go of any tension. And, you know, the hips are an incredible piece of a masterpiece of design, you know, that allows you to stand up. It's a complex arrangement of ligaments, tendons, cartilage, bone, muscles. There's so much going on there. So make sure you allow this area, the lower small part of your back and your hips, to relax fully. And allow the large muscles at the backs of your legs to relax as you continue down through the backs of the knees, through the calves, and down into the ankles. And as you go through this journey of physical relaxation, if you're standing up and you find that your body is just gently swaying, that's perfect. You see, Qi or energy finds it very difficult to travel through tense muscle. So the more the muscles are relaxed, the easier the Qi can flow through your body. And when Qi is flowing, you notice a gentle swaying, flowing breeze, swaying willows. So now you should find yourself feeling more physically relaxed than you were just a few minutes ago. And if that's the case, it's a clear sign that you're ready to relax even further. So now we're going to relax emotionally, And remember, whenever you carry an emotion around with you, it takes energy. You know, emotion, energy in motion. And if energy gets locked up in emotions, if we carry them around, if somebody said something or somebody did something to us or we feel a particular way, if we hold on to that, that energy gets locked up. And it's like, I like to think, I usually explain it as every time something happens and you hold on to it and you can't let go of it, it's like putting a 10 kilo weight in your pockets or putting a big rucksack on your back. Sometimes by the end of the day, you're carrying so much of this emotion around with you that is any wonder that you're exhausted all the time. So when you relax emotionally, it's about letting go. Just let go of who said what, who did what happened. Just for the duration of your practice, just let it go. Just empty your pockets, take the rucksack off your back, and just let go. And then we relax mentally. So we clear the mind of all thoughts. So instead, you know, when you're doing your practice and you're thinking, oh, you know, I wonder if I need to get some milk. What should I have for breakfast? And did he say to do this or to do that? All that kind of mental chatter, all that dialogue that's going on is completely unnecessary and it gets in the way of you really getting the benefits from your Qigong practice. So clear the mind of thoughts. You see, I don't think you're ever going to stop the mind having thoughts. You know, thoughts will come, and as long as you let go of them, they will go again. As soon as a thought's in your mind, it's on its way out again. So, you know, let's say a thought comes into your mind, you just let it go. Don't hold on to it, and inevitably you will. So if you find yourself chasing after a thought and following it through to the next link and the next link and the next, as soon as you become aware, let go and come back. And you know, you just clear the mind of all thoughts as best as you can at this moment in time. The more you practice, see, this is a skill. And like any skill, the more you practice it, the better you become at it. Practice, practice, practice. So clear the mind. So we've relaxed physically, emotionally, and mentally. And the final step for attaining a Qigong state of mind is to relax spiritually. And the best way to do this, and before, you know, spiritual doesn't mean religious, okay? There's a completely separate the two in your mind. Spirit is the deepest part of you, it's the true part of you, and everybody has a spiritual side, and it's usually that part of us, especially in our modern life, that gets neglected. That's why depression's running so rampant, because we neglect to look after our spirit. Depression is literally a spirit that's depressed, that's pressed down. So it's important to relax spiritually. And the best way and the easiest way to relax spiritually is to just really smile from your heart. And remember, don't think about it, just do it. Do it now. Smile from your heart. It doesn't matter if there's a cheesy grin on your face. It doesn't matter what, you know, just smile from the heart. Don't think about it, just do it. It's a wonderful, expansive feeling. So really enjoy that smile from the heart. That's it. Now, if you want to, you can continue the feeling that you're experiencing now of being physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually relaxed, the Qigong state of mind. You can continue to stay here for a few more minutes if you wish, or you can finish off now. The choice is up to you. But when you finish and you come out of this state, it's important to do it correctly. And the best way to do that is when you're ready, just gently bring your mindfulness, bring your awareness down to the dantian, the energy point just below your belly button. And then rub the hands together vigorously. And when your palms are nice and warm, just do the facial massage and dab the palms against the eyes, small circles around the eye sockets, until you're massaging the whole of your head, face, and neck. And then just, if you're laying down, get up slowly. And if you're sitting down, get up gently. And if you're standing up, walk around the room briskly for at least 30 paces, just to make sure that you're fully back here in what we call the phenomenal realm, and that you're ready to get on with the day. And just a quick thing to bear in mind, this recording that you're listening to is a tool, okay? It's just to give you an idea of what a Qigong state of mind feels like, and it's to help guide you into having a Qigong state of mind. Now, once you get the hang of relaxing physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, you want to get quicker and quicker at doing it. Ultimately, 6 to 12 months down the line in your practice, you want to be able to get a Qigong state of mind as quickly as it takes you to smile from the heart. That's right. It's a skill that you take with you wherever you go, and you can access it at a moment's notice. So enjoy practicing a Qigong state of mind. Practice it as often as you can when it's safe to do so. Generally on a crowded bus or a tube, that's not a good place. In the privacy of your own home is a good place to practice this, somewhere where you're not going to be disturbed. But remember, you can practice smiling from your heart whenever you like. Okay, thanks for listening, and bye for now.